Man is born a social being, says Proudhon. That is, he seeks equality and justice in all his relations, but he loves independence and praise. The difficulty of satisfying these various desires at the same time is the primary cause of the despotism of the will and the appropriation which results from it. Unquote from Proudhon. And we'll be returning to that quote in a minute. But what I'm encouraging us to have in mind when we listen to Proudhon is that he is talking about the class-bound human. And so I always want to add, given manufactured material scarcity, we always have to understand credit that manufactured scarcity is class's fundamental premise. But the propaganda, there isn't enough, is seen as the patent falsehood it is when we come to music and sex. Music and sex are always at hand when we want them. So power makes war on them, tells us they aren't ours to bestow on each other, but rather theirs alone to grant, to allow us to have. And this conditioning literally silences and paralyzes us. We do not believe ourselves entitled to freely express either without authorities' permission. Now, this assumed right of the state is still very much alive, but it has begun its collapse in the West with the changes in power relations between status groups, quote unquote, during what our good three called the Great Rehearsal. And if you have not heard yet our shows in which we discuss and read anti-systemic movements, I hope you go back and visit the archives and do so. This is one of the quotes we discussed. There have only been two world revolutions. One took place in 1848. The second took place in 1968. 1968 is alive and well in the sense that its objective of altering the balance of power in the world social system in favor of subordinate groups has been highly successful. Yet, this success has been accompanied by an equally remarkable failure to improve the material welfare of these subordinate groups. And my comment, this speaks to the problem Proudhon hopes to correct of our stated beliefs, for instance, I am free, and reality, I am a slave to necessity, hierarchy, authority, not being consonant. Continuing, the reach of authority has come to be more and more denied as both the U.S. and, at that time, USSR governments, among others, have increasingly discovered. 1968 symbolized the outburst of such skepticism. Fourth, the disadvantaged status groups of gender, generation, ethnicity, race, of sexuality will get ever stronger. And that's unquote. This has been proven the case, but so has been their absorption of those status groups' complaints into what the state grants us. This is called co-optation. So this first point of this quote was discussed in our radio show of August 30th, 2015, and the second point in our radio show of May 10, 2015. I have been quoting from the last chapter, 1968, The Great Rehearsal in Anti-Systemic Movements by Giovanni Arrighi, Terence K. Hopkins, and Emmanuel Wallerstein, who's also written, and that was from the 80s, that book. And Emmanuel Wallerstein has written a book much more recently. The other two have since died, and hopefully one day we'll know why. I have my suspicions, as I suspect you suspect, as I know you can guess. He's written most recently, I think it's most recently. Actually, I'm not certain. I think he wrote his World Systems 4 book afterwards. But he's contributed to a book called Does Capitalism Have a Future? And his essay in that book is, no, not so much. Prince, This has led what they are good three, Giovanni Arrighi, Terence K. Hopkins, and Emmanuel Wallerstein. This has led to what they term a crisis of legitimacy for the state. That is, increasingly, particularly given the expansion of our organizational capacities with the internet and instantaneous communication, we are now saying out loud that which few but Prince, at the time he said them, had the courage to say, I paraphrase, what on earth do we need you for, the state? You poison the earth and the earth our bodies with bad food, bad air, thoughts designed to destroy our spirits as heartlessly as your pollution and secret weapons destroy our health and physical existence. You insist on fueling endless wars that not but the statesmen want. We know this, all of us, in our hearts. And then expect us to thank you for the miserable existence you inflict on us. Time to let love lead. Time for us to be free. One day, global general strike, and we can make it be.